Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes here. Today I want to talk about the best paid traffic sources for affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is simply the process of selling another person's product or service, and you earn a commission for doing that. When it comes to getting traffic for the affiliate marketing product that you decided to promote, you have two options. You have free and you have paid strategies. I do recommend you use both strategies. What's great about free is you don't have to have a budget. You can just make up in sweat equity what you lack in capital. You can make videos, do Facebook posts, write articles, things like that. But for the purpose of today's video, I want to focus on the paid strategies. And the reason I like paid strategies is once you figure out what works, you can scale it and you can really leverage yourself in your business. So I've got 10 strategies here that I want to share with you today. There are several factors such as niche, how much you make per sale. That might dictate a little bit of how much you spend on paid ads. I recommend if you're doing paid traffic, you make at least $30 to $50 per sale. That way you have a little bit of wiggle room and you can afford to advertise. If you're promoting a product and you make $1 or $2 on it, it's almost impossible to do paid advertising and make money doing it. So let's get into it. The first one is Facebook ads, also known as sponsored ads. This is where you can go on Facebook, you can create a post, you can pick your demographic, set a budget, and it's going to show your ad to the people in the groups of people or the niches or the target market that you selected. Facebook ads can be quite expensive. You can pay more than a dollar per click. Depending on your niche, you could also pay significantly less. It just depends. Next, we have Bing ads, also known as Microsoft ads. And what Microsoft has done is they have combined Bing, AOL, Yahoo, MSN, and DuckDuckGo all under one platform. Similar to Google ads, you can create an ad, pick the keywords, set how much you want to bid per keyword, and start driving traffic to your affiliate offer. Next, we have Google AdWords. Now, Google AdWords is the big dog. There are a lot more Google searches than there are Microsoft searches. Microsoft tends to be a lot cheaper cost per click than Google AdWords, but Google definitely has high quality traffic. You can create your ad, pick the keywords, send people to your affiliate offer. Next, we have YouTube ads. What I like about YouTube ads is the engagement. You probably watch some videos and you see the video ads on the videos. They're very influential. A lot of them work very well. Lots of people are doing it, so you know it works. Number five is sponsored posts. This is where you find a website or a blog in your niche and you write articles on that website. You pay them a fee to do that. And then in your author bio, on your article, you include links to your affiliate offer. Next, we have influencer marketing. And what I would recommend you do in this example is you find 2, 3, 4, 5 influencers in the niche that you're focused on and see if you can work out some type of paid arrangement with them to help you promote your offer. Maybe you pay them to do a Facebook post about your offer. Maybe you pay them to do a video about you and what you're promoting. Just get creative and think outside the box. Next, we have banner ads. And what you can do, you can visit popular websites and blogs. You can also do this on Google AdWords. And you can create a banner ad. And a banner ad is typically an image with some text on it. And it's strategically placed on websites. And when people click on it, they go to your website. Next, we have solo ads. And solo ads work great for someone in the make money online, work from home, network marketing niches. I definitely would recommend a solo ad. You can go to a website like Udemy. You can pick your vendor. You're basically buying X amount of clicks for Y amount of dollars. They send the clicks to your website, and that's it. Next, we have pay-per-view. If you're not familiar with this, you can basically pay per 1,000 impressions. Maybe you spend a dollar, maybe you spend a couple dollars. You bid on how much you're willing to pay. You pick the audience you want your ads to show on, and then you're going to get charged based off the number of people who see your ad, not the number of people who click on your ad. Finally, we have postcards. Postcards is probably my favorite strategy on this list simply because it's simple. Anybody can do it. It's fairly inexpensive. You're going to spend about 55 to 58 cents per postcard when you factor in the printing, the postage, the leads. But that, in my opinion, is about the same cost you spend per click using a lot of these other strategies, and you have a lot less competition. Your prospect is going to get your postcard in the mail. They're going to look at it. And there's a good chance they'll check out your website. So if you're promoting an affiliate product and you're using paid traffic, this is what I would tell you in closing. Do not send people directly to your affiliate offer first. Send them to a capture page. Send them to a review page, ideally a capture page, though, so you can get them onto your email list. This is the secret. This is what the top internet marketers do. They promote a capture page, they build their list, and then when people opt into their capture page, then they get redirected to their affiliate offer. Not many people are going to go straight to your affiliate offer and buy the first time they see it. However, if you get people on your list, you can send several emails about your offer to them, and there's a much better chance they'll check it out and buy if you have a good follow-up system and you stay in touch with them. So if paid traffic is something you want to venture in, start small, test everything you do, have a different tracking link for each advertising source that you're using, scale what works, stop doing what doesn't work, and before you know it, you'll be well on your way making money with affiliate marketing. Now, of course, individual results will vary. This information is for educational purposes only. I hope you got some value from this. Make sure you check out my website, charlesholmes.net. We have lots of resources for people who want to make money online. If you want to learn more about my business, go to newinternetbiz.com. I appreciate you watching today. I hope you have a great day.